back once again. Here he is, it's Shay.
He has more of a jingle than we do.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning, how are we this morning?
We're all right. We've had a bit of a stressful morning. I've been trying to work out what bit I need to unplug to get the phone to work. I seem to have done it. So just call me technical genius, Shay.
I'm just glad it didn't take us off air.
Well, that's good, because you haven't even had Simon on yet for the weather, have you?
We've had some issues getting Simon on, but
I think Simon may not be with us this week, unfortunately.
Never mind, but at least you got me on. That's the main thing.
Oh, that's the main thing. As long as you're on, Shay.
I'll tell you what, Shay. Do us a favour. Do us a favour, Shay. Look out your window.
Shay, can you do us a weather forecast? In the absence of Simon being on, can you look out your window and give us a little forecast on the weather?
Well, all I can just say is it's dull here in Leatherhead.
Okay.
It's looking the same on the window to Woking.
A bit cloudy over Woking as well. Putting us. There you go, that would do. That would do for our weather forecast.
I did actually just have a quick look. And apparently it's going to be 18 degrees today, but there's a 90% chance of rain at midday.
Oh, okay. I haven't got a jacket, Shay, with me. So, you know, I'm going to get soaked later, aren't I?
You're going to get drenched. Well done.
Thanks, Shay. Well, yeah, I will.
What you just said. Well done, John.
Well done, John. Yeah, so what have you been up to then, Matt, then?
I've finished at the theatre company. My last week was this week, so I will no longer be coming to Leatherhead, Shay.
Shay's devastated.
Funny enough, I actually am.
Instead, I'm going to start a brilliant new job with a brilliant charity and go to Epsom and see John Andrews more than I thought.
So you've seen less of Shay and more of me, then?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So that's nice, isn't it?
Well, actually, I'm not sure.
You're not.
I've seen enough of him already.
So when are you finishing this job then, Matt?
I finished on Friday.
What was your last day like? Was it emotional?
It was, actually. To be fair, they gave me 2 leaving cards for 2 different groups and 2 cakes. So I ate cake all week. It was brilliant.
Ooh, did you share the cake or did you sit there and go, "Ooh, there's a cake! Okay, come here." No.
I did share the cake.
As the saying goes, have you been to McDonald's lately then, John?
Okay, it's a bit of a gear change. Friday morning I was getting up. I was a bit knackered this week because I had 2 early starts. I've been to the fantastic Disability Expo this week, which is in London over 2 days. And I was debating how I was actually going to get there because I thought I'd get a train, but somebody said, "John, you need to take," because I was there with a charity that I work for, "I need to take a trestle table." And I don't fancy rush hour with a trestle table under my arm and a suitcase and all the stuff I have to take.
A suitcase is technical equivalent to a trestle table.
It wasn't going
to
work. You know, I'd swing around and I'd end up knocking somebody out. So I ended up driving and leaving really early in the morning. So I was literally up at 5 o'clock on Thursday and Friday to get there just before 9. I might have stopped on Friday. You know, I sort of needed some substance. So, you know, filled up with a McDonald's breakfast at a retail park just outside the Excel Centre, actually. Nice. So, yeah, I was at McDonald's on Friday.
So what was it like in London? Is it any different?
You know you're in London, I think.
Did you have a bacon sausage egg McMuffin, did you?
I had a double one, actually. I treated myself. And a coffee and a hash brown.
Oh, right. Oh, lovely.
He really did treat himself.
Well, yeah. It was...
No, how did that go, though? Because I know that was going to be a big thing.
Yeah, it was a really good event, actually. So Disability Expo is a 2-day event. It's in Excel this year, and there was lots of people there from the disability community, and I was there talking about some inclusive radio stuff that we do, and there were people from the charity I work for, the Sunnybank Trust, there, you know, talk about what they do, and there's lots of different people. Got to meet some interesting people, and there was lots of technology. There's a robot going around as well, which is really interesting. Actually, you know, people, you know, Shay, you could have had a little virtual tour around. You could have gone online, and you could have told this robot what to do, and it would have taken you around the whole exhibition from home.
Really?
You should make friends of a robot.
And then halfway around, you can lean out the window and call for a kebab.
It'd be
added to kebabs,
wouldn't it?
It would be.
I don't know. I think robotic kebabs. I mean, you know, they're already seeing trials of, you know, robots delivering groceries. So why not a robotic kebab shop? You know.
Right, that would be fun.
It will.
Yeah, it will indeed. Shall we say good morning to Rosie, guys?
We probably should.
Yeah, actually. Morning, Rosie. Morning, Donna.
And Donna. Yeah. So that's good.
Indeed. So Shay, how's your week been? Because you've talked about ours, but how's yours?
Hold on. Hold on, Matt. Next Saturday, I'm going for a music festival. It's called Modstock.
Oh, tell us about that.
In Banstead.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Tell us about that. What's Modstock all about?
It's a musical event. They have all different music that goes on all day.
Okay, you're going to be there all day? Are you one of the performing artists?
No, I'm not, John.
You're not on stage singing a bit of Danny O'Donnell, no?
I go down to watch the music and everything, so it's a good day out. I go every year.
Oh, nice. Sounds good. Anyone in particular on the lineup you're looking forward to seeing?
Well, I know there's a band that's going to be towards the end of the day. It's called Royale Witches.
Royal Witches? Royale Witches, oh.
Royale Witches.
Royale.
Oh. Their group.
Well, that sounds like a good day out. It's going to be in the open air in a field somewhere, is it? Or
it's open air, John.
Okay. Mm. So take your umbrella and take a jacket, like I didn't today.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it wouldn't be today, but that's next week.
Yeah, next week.
So is it next Saturday, then?
Yeah. Next Saturday, yeah.
Could you do a review for us next Sunday? Because that sounds awesome.
I will do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to you about it next Sunday.
Oh, we look forward to that. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah. I love that the festival season is very much, there's lots of festivals happening around the community. And these local music festivals, they're really good. You get to experience some local music, see some of the musical talent that's going on in the local area. So that's really good. So hopefully you'll have fun there. Are you going for your Sunday roast today, Shay?
I'm having breakfast this morning.
Ooh, where are you going for that? Kebab shop?
No, here in my flat.
Actually, in your flat, you're not going anywhere.
Well, I will go out. I'll probably go out, later on.
So what's on the menu for breakfast then this morning?
We've got some sausages and maybe some eggs and that, so...
That sounds cracking. I had sausages this morning.
Remember we were talking about the other day, Johnny? We were talking about, some baked beans and that, remember?
Yes.
They're supposed to be grown over here, aren't they?
Yeah, we were talking about this, actually, and I'm wondering, if there's a farm that grows beans that get turned into baked beans, does that mean it's a wind farm? Do you think?
You never know. But it's a good thing that they think about that, because I've actually seen because they're normally sort of, there's a big factory up at north side.
Yeah.
Do Heinz baked beans.
Okay.
You ever had the Heinz baked beans?
I have had Heinz baked beans. So you're making me want baked beans now. I had sausages this morning. I had a sausage sandwich this morning, a couple of sausages in the air fryer, a couple of slices of bread, and some posh butter that I acquired.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, we will let you go and have your breakfast, because you're probably, your sausage is probably cooked, your eggs are cooked, and you're probably waiting to tuck in. So we won't hold you up anymore. Have yourself a good day, won't you? And we'll catch up soon.
Would you play any song by Madonna, please,
Josh? I'll see what we can fit in, Shay. No problem.
Any particular Madonna song that you like?
Just pick anyone, really.
Oh, okay. That's a wide selection. We'll find some Madonna for you, Shay. Stay tuned. We'll get that on in a bit for you. All right.
Lovely.
Have a really good day. Lovely to speak to you, as always.
No problem, John.
And, yeah. Enjoy.
Thanks for joining us, Shay.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Enjoy your breakfast. I'm not jealous at all.
No. Okay. All right, then, John.
Thank you very much. There we go. Shay in Leatherhead, 18 minutes past 10.
Cheers, John.
Bye.